Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. This is one of my favorite things to do, I swear. I swear it's because I'm such an introvert that I love just being in my pajamas, but I love sharing knowledge, right? And so I think that's why I'm so suited for the podcast life. I don't need to get all dressed up. I don't need to really engage in debate. I can just really sit down, reflect, write on certain content, and then share it with you guys. So today's episode is going to be a bit of a continuation from episode 53, where I share my first ayahuasca experience. And look, sometimes I think we reach towards different healing modalities because we think they're going to be an instant fix. And as you would have heard in episode 54 with my episode with Dr. Shelley, we talked about the power of plant medicine and how the healing can be absolutely transformational. However, I do want to share that there's an element of integration. You must integrate this healing after the fact. So that's probably one of the most important things. So obviously you prepare for your ceremony. You go into the ceremony with an intention and you know in essence your motivation for being there and what you would like to get out of it. But then I don't want to call it work, but it is work. The work after it's not done. So the healing continues, but then you need to also take radical responsibility to, it's a co-creation, right? You are co-creating with the plant medicine. You don't just invite the plant medicine into your life to heal you and it's magic and that's it. You as a divine being co-create with the plant medicine. You've invited the plant medicine into your life and you are going to do your part to assist in the healing of both yourself and the world and the universe at large, because that's just it, right? It's as one person heals, we begin to heal, all of consciousness. So I just wanted to share that, and that was really my motivation for this particular episode, is that I want to integrate, I experienced all these things, but then what does it mean, and how am I going to use it? And I really hope that this is of service to you, and that in each of, I suppose, the lessons that I got of it, or the realizations, or awakenings, or awareness that I got from it, that I'm going to pose a question for you to reflect on it, and to see how you can implement these lessons in your life. So let's get started. So the number one thing that I learned that I touched on from episode 53, if you haven't listened to episode 53, I would definitely suggest you go and listen to that. So this episode makes a lot more sense. So number one is that the logical mind is insignificant. And look, maybe this was a powerful realization for me because I was so stuck in the logical mind, but I think in the 3D world, we glorify the logical mind so much. And I'm just going to pull on a quote that is really relevant here from Einstein, who said, "Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere." And I always liked that quote. Yeah, that's cool. But I felt the deepness and the power of it when I was in ceremony. And another one that I love was, "Flow will take you places, hustle can't." So for me, hustle is more of the mind. It's the strategic action based on the strategy. Again, very, very logical, very rational. Whereas flow is allowing you to be guided by something bigger. So And when I realized that was, remember at that point in my ceremony where I literally felt like I was in hell, because I was trying to understand it from my logical mind, from my thinking apparatus. I was trying to make sense of the infinite. And it's like incomparable. And that's what I realized is like, if you want to live an incredible life, invite the miracles of the universe. Invite God to be a part of your life and allow the magic to happen. When you are so in your mind, you're actually blocking such a higher frequency. And sometimes you're not even blocking it because God, universe, source, whatever is always at play in our world, but we make it harder for ourselves. Like I was in hell because I was trying to understand it. The moment I stopped trying to understand it was the moment I actually started getting all the breakthroughs. So my question to you is then, where can you create more space to receive the wisdom? So how can you create space to not be in the logical mind so that you can receive from outside the logical mind? So sometimes these can be activities that just really get you into flow and or things that are like in nature, for example. It quiets the mind. And when we quiet the logical monkey mind, we tap into something much greater, and that tapping into that greater frequency is what creates so much more peace in our minds, in our lives. Sorry. Okay, number two. Oh man, this was a big one. Nothing is good or bad, everything just is. Okay, and you know, I've known this. Again, from like on a conscious level, like, yep, that makes sense. Nothing is good or bad. You know, Shakespeare had that quote was nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so, meaning that we create meaning of good or bad, right? But, and that's very of our ego. Our ego wants to label things as good or bad. The other thing that I got from this particular lesson was that nothing is good or bad in this world. And I know that's going to be really triggering to a lot of people because you're going to be like, a lot of things are really bad. And I'll come back to that in a minute. But the also part of the nothing being good or bad was that nothing is trivial. Like none of your desires are trivial. Like you get to want things because you want them. Like I found myself always giving, like having to have such a profound reason for wanting something and to pass on this gift for this. And everything had to be at such a high level. And like, no, like stop taking it so seriously. You get to just want the Gucci belt for the reason that you just want to have the fucking Gucci belt. Like nobody gets to tell you that it's trivial or that you're materialistic and all that. That's their shit. Right? So there's some people that are portraying themselves as spiritual, but then like, you know, judge people for being quote unquote materialistic, right? And so going back to the good or bad bit, that's actually impacting you. Like I can't judge you for you being materialistic and vain, let's say, let's go as far as calling someone vain, right? For like, let's say being into their appearance or whatever. I can't place that judgment on you without actually reflecting that judgment back on me. And so I realized that every time I labeled something as bad, every time I said no, like a really, you know, aggressive no to something, that I was creating tension in my body, right? So I'm going to discuss something that's a little controversial here. Let's talk COVID, okay? Because I have talked about this on a couple of different podcasts as a guest on different shows. I've got my opinion. Other people have their opinion, right? But what I'm seeing is a lot of division. And what I've come to terms with, and what I, you know, try to convince some of my friends who are very like one side or the other, is that let's be okay with multiple realities. Let's be okay with the fact that we are living different realities, right? So there's one, and there's extreme sides to the spectrum as well. So one perspective could be that this is a horrible, horrible disease, that we are extremely vulnerable, and that we need to be vaccinated right away. We need to do everything possible to prevent and stop the spread of this virus. There's another point of view which believes the exact opposite, which is that this virus is not much more serious than the flu, and that this is much more of a control tactic and a fear mongering than a real threat to our health. Okay, so there's this two very different perspectives. And when we have such different perspectives, the ego wants to say, I am right and you are wrong. And when you make somebody wrong, and if you attack them even verbally or in your thoughts, right? As soon as that person defends themselves, it's that quote, it's like defense is the first act of war, right? So if someone says something like completely opposing to what you believe, if you feel the need to defend that and you're taking that personally, that's the first act of war. So what I would say to you is you're allowed to believe what you believe and you're allowed to speak your truth, but can you be okay with accepting that there are multiple realities? Because when we can be okay with the fact that there's multiple realities, we are coming from not only a higher vibration, but more solutions can come to us, and we are more able to receive a solution that could be for the outcome that we want. When we contract because we are in fight or flight and we are like, we need to defend our position and all of that, we are not resourceful because we're already starting from our back foot. So what I would ask you for this point is, where are you labeling people or ideas as wrong? Where are you making them wrong? Because that's just the ego. To make someone else wrong is the ego. And I know that that can be a hard pill to swallow, especially when it your position seems so right. Like, why can't people just wear the mask and get vaccinated already? This is ridiculous. You're putting other people at risk. Right? That's one perspective. And then the other one is like, why can't people just open their eyes to what's happening here, that this is a mass manipulation? By making the other person wrong, we don't get more answers. We just get more conflict. Okay? I know that that was a big one, and that was a bit confronting. And it's one that I've been working on all fucking year. I've been working on it all of 2020 because of the whole COVID thing, with everybody having such conflicting views. And of course, I have my views on this. And to be honest, for the purpose of this episode, my views are not important. All I want to really make clear in this episode and for this purpose is that by making someone else wrong, most simply put, you make yourself wrong. Okay, so number three. Okay, this one's a fun one. There's no such thing as time and space. Okay, let's go back to our good old friend Einstein again, who he talked about time and space being an illusion, and that time is actually dependent on the observer's speed through space. So how quickly they are moving through space, so that it is completely subjective. So it's not this constant thing that just exists for all. And okay, that's one way of looking at it. But I literally felt this. So if you'll remember when I was sharing how I started traveling through the universe and that I looked over and I saw Dan's face, and obviously he was this like weird looking thing, but I could see him. I remember saying like, "You're with me, baby, you're with me." And I could feel him next to me. He was in this 3D world. He was actually with the babies. So he was not physically with me, but he was with me. Okay. And so the other thing I shared before was that I worked with a shaman in 2017, 2018. And this shaman is a well-respected leader in the Hopi tribes in Arizona. And he was in the Grand Canyon, and they were doing some ceremonies over there. And he had messaged me like the next day, and he was like, "I just really wanted to share with you that you were at the Grand Canyon. Like, you were there. Like, you were there." And I didn't understand what he meant. I was like, "I guess he means like a piece of my soul or my spirit, or he saw a vision," or I didn't really know what he meant. But then when I had my ceremony, I completely understood what he meant, because it was like Dan was there. Like, there was no, I don't know, like, I knew it was him that was traveling with me. I knew it was him. It was him. I don't know how else to say it. And then the other realization from that same one is that with the no such thing as time and space, is that my healing happened immediately. Like, after that session, even during that session, I could feel trauma being released. I could feel things being healed. And it was, I could just feel it happening. It was just, and then it was done. And the next day, and since then, I have felt like a different person. I've been working on integrating all the lessons, and I've been like very mindful, not even intentionally. I've just been mindful. I've been very present. I've been very aware. I've been very like just in love with everybody and everything. And you know, like, that happened in one night. So this idea that we need to rehash our stories for 10 years through therapy, I think it has its time and place, but it's not the only way. There's ways of healing that are instant. And of course, like I said at the beginning of this episode, there's an integration piece. You don't just like wait for someone to heal you and then you're like done and you just like whatever. No, you are co-creating all the time in your life, the positive things and the negative things. So you are co-creating your healing. So if you want that healing to be long-lasting and not just a buzz that you just get like a high and you just like feel like good the next day, you need to properly integrate that. And that's part of respecting this plant medicine as well. It's just like, you don't go and just like have this trip and be like, "Oh, I feel really buzzy and like I'm really good for the next couple of days." Like, no, figure out what that means to you. Where can you pull the lessons? How can you share the lessons? How can this experience be more than just that ceremony? What else can I share on that? I'm like looking at my notes, and when I'm writing, like, my notes are embarrassing because like you can't even read it. Oh yes. So what's my takeaway question from here? My question would be like, where are you telling yourself that something is impossible because you're framing it within a time and space context, right? So where are you saying like, "Oh, I wish I could do that, but it's impossible because of this," and time and space has something to do with it? Where are you putting your own limitations on the life that you could be living because of the fallacy of time and space. So number four, I'm going to share it as a quote, okay? And then I'll share the lesson. So I love this quote. It says, "We don't create abundance. Abundance is always present. We create limitations." Ugh, man, did this come through in my ceremony? Okay, remember when I finally like was starting to get the downloads and I was saying like I was just getting the message of like, Mars, you freaking block it. You block your success. Like all the success is here. We want to give it to you. Whoever you interpret who we is, right? Like we could be your ancestors, God, angels, whoever. Like it's here, it's done, it's ready for you, but you are literally blocking the goodness from coming to you because of your beliefs about your worthiness. So like everything we want exists. Our dream life already exists. Okay. Tying in that that time and space doesn't exist. Okay. So boom, right there. You want it. It's there. It's already there. So it's not about attracting the thing or creating the thing. It's about receiving the thing. Are you able to receive? And that's one thing that I realized I had to work on. Like, I'm so good at giving and I'm so good at creating the dream, but then am I really ready to receive? We need to really get good at receiving. So where are you blocking or pushing away your own success? And where are you blocking your success because of your beliefs? Like, what are those beliefs that are not serving you? And what are those beliefs that are actually the thing? Like, if you didn't have that belief, you'd be receiving the things, the life, the relationships, etc. Like, how are you blocking everything that you say you want? Because guys, when we can get awareness of the thing, right? If we can get awareness of the belief, we can choose to change it. We can rewrite that belief. But if we're not even aware of that belief, we're just going to walk around our life really frustrated that we keep not getting the things that we want. And the last point is that we are powerful beyond measure. We are powerful beyond measure. Now, do you remember when I was saying that you came in with like a quote or a prayer or a poem to kind of like offer up in ceremony? So like I brought a poem and I don't know what called me to bring this poem, but I'm going to just read like the first couple of lines to give you an idea of this poem that I presented, and then the lesson that I got from it after my ceremony. So our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our dark, that frightens us. Like what? And it goes on. Okay. And that's by Marianne Williamson. And I absolutely love her. She's an amazing teacher. And I really, really love that poem. So this is the poem that I presented before I did ceremony. And that is what I realized in ceremony is like, I am so powerful. I think there was points in it after all those lessons, right? After all the lessons that I've just said with not trying to control the chaos, I realized how powerful I truly was. So I'll share another quote that I think is really relevant here, and it's by Viktor Frankl, and I literally, like, it's my favorite quote. I use it for everything. I use it for corporate presentations. I use it in my coaching. I use it in my teaching. I use it for everything because it's just so powerful and applicable to so many different contexts. So it's between stimulus and response, there is a space to choose your response. And in your response lies your growth and your freedom. Our power is in our response. And when we can create the space, right? When we can create space between the stimulus and the response, and when we can create silence in that space, we are so powerful. So there's a stimulus and then there's a space, create silence in there, and then our response is so, so powerful. And our response doesn't even have to be a response in traditional terms. For example, when I was sharing how the chaos around me was still there, right? After this whole journey, the chaos around me was still there. After all that healing happened, all the chaos, I looked up, I could see the chaos. And I looked at it, and my response was just to lay down. I surrendered to the chaos, and in the surrendering, I took back my power. I felt so fucking powerful in that moment. And my power came from, in that situation, not needing to understand, going back to point one, not needing to understand from a logical perspective of what was going on. I knew I was safe. I knew I was healed. I knew I was divine. I had tapped into my power. I didn't need to give that noise any attention. And I was able to tap into my power at that point because I could see that and I didn't feel like I had to respond. My non-response was the most powerful response I could have. I could witness it. And when we can create stillness and space and silence, when chaos is around us, that's when we tap into our true power. It's in the silence we hear God's voice. God's voice whispers. Our brains are chaotic. Our brains are shouting to us and they're rampant and they're nonstop and they're incessant. God whispers. And we cannot hear his voice if we are so caught up in the bullshit around us. And when we can tap into our power of silence, we are truly, truly unstoppable. So I know that was a bit of a rambly episode. Like, my intention is to not be so manicured in my podcast, especially when it comes to these types of things, because again, that's my mind wanting to make it perfect for you guys. Like, my mind wants to come in and be like, have all your bullet points ready and like type it out and make sure it all flows and makes sense and da, 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 da. And I was like, no, I can't do that, because as the inspiration comes and as the lessons come, I got to write it really, really quickly. And then I just want to share it. I want to share it without feeling like I'm editing it too much and making it, yeah, just editing out the rawness and the authenticity of it. Like, I just wanted to present it how I'm seeing it. And I know that some of it may not totally make a lot of sense, and I'm actually okay with that, which is crazy, because from my worldview a couple weeks ago, like, it not making perfect linear sense was not okay. So I hope you got some kind of insight from that. And of course, as always, I'm going to invite you to my Facebook community, Empowering Women for Success. It is an absolutely amazing community of women there. Lots of free training and free content. And of course, if you're looking for more accountability and support, come join us in the Academy. The link is in the show notes. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.